Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Irish weather got raining again this afternoon, wasn't it? It might not always be in our side, but rain, drizzle or shine, people are continuing to swim in the sea this summer. And one thing you probably don't want to see floating past you are jellyfish. But which jellyfish do you really want to avoid? And which jellyfish are totally harmless? And most importantly, how can you tell the difference? Well, we're joined now by ecologist and presenter of EcoEye, Anya Murray, to tell us exactly what we need to be watching out for. And Anya, you're very welcome to the programme this afternoon. I suppose, firstly, why do jellyfish sting?
Hi, Sarah. It's lovely to talk to you. Yes, jellyfish sting because, they're otherwise defenceless. They can be quite abundant. So they're popular food for lots of creatures. So when things know that they sting, they're less likely to gobble them up. But they also use their sting to capture their food. So they have these really complex stinging cells which stun their prey for them to then gobble them up.
Okay, so which ones then are completely harmless? I think I sort of, and most people will know, the little small ones that you see with the purple on the inside of them, they're often washed up. I'd assume they're pretty harmless or completely harmless.
Yeah, so all of the jellyfish have stinging cells, but some most of the ones like the common jellyfish or the also known as the moon jellies, they're the ones I think you're talking about with the four circles of mostly kind of purple within the top part. They don't really sting. They do sting, but the sting isn't strong enough to penetrate human skin. So they're the ones that are fortunately the most common and the least harmful. But then we've got others like the compass jellyfish, which people might recognize. They have those really strong radial lines emanating out from the center, kind of purpley lines mainly. They really can give us an uncomfortable sting. Now, I've been stung. I know a young chap who was stung yesterday, and it does hurt for about 15 minutes. It's like getting a bad nettle sting. And then it's kind of itchy for another 10 minutes or so. But it's really not severe. I mean, I know that I've been swimming up in Donegal, and, you know, you don't want to get into the water because you know there's jellyfish there. But if you know that they're the less harmful species, like the moon jellies or the compass jellies, the sting isn't really, it's not terrible,
okay,
you know,
what
for
about
compass
lion's
jellies.
Mane?
Lion's mane is a really, really nasty jellyfish. They have hundreds of very, very long tentacles. And the thing is that the tentacles are so fine, you almost don't see them.
And so you could be ages away from one, couldn't you?
Sting.
You could be really far away from one and the tentacles.
You can.
Too. Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. And they're not very common. They seem to prefer the cooler waters of the Irish Sea, and especially around Dublin. And there are often warnings when there's a lion's main jellyfish in the vicinity. But yes, you don't want to meet a lion's mane jellyfish when you're trying to have a nice swim.
We got a text from a listener earlier in the programme saying they got stung in Donegal by stinging water, is what they called it, which I'd never heard of before. And they were wondering, was it jellyfish larvae in the water? Is that a thing?
That is not something that I've ever heard of. So there are, like, jellyfish, when they reproduce, it's quite amazing. They have these two different distinct stages in their life cycle, and they produce these tiny little polyps, and the polyps clone themselves, and each of those clones grow into an adult jellyfish. But those little tiny polyps don't sting, as far as I know. Now, maybe there is some strange swarm, like with climate change and so many different currents coming up and the warming ocean temperatures, that has caused quite an increase in the frequency and the abundance of jellyfish. Okay. So it could be something odd that I'm just not aware of.
Or maybe it was one of those big long tentacles that they just didn't see, you know, and that stinging water. I just want to ask you very briefly, what do you do and don't do if you get stung? Very briefly.
If you get stung, don't do those things like rinse it in vinegar or pee or cold pack. I think the best thing to do is not do anything. Distract yourself. Wait till it's gone. Don't scratch it.
Okay.
And it fades after 30 minutes or so.
All right. Anya Murray, thank you so much for joining us with all that information and advice.